I'd like to welcome everyone to another brand new episode of Talent Talks. I'm your host, Andrew Mitchell, and today I'm joined alongside by Reed Flesher, president and founder of Thrive TRM. Reed, welcome to the show today. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me to this podcast.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, I've been doing these more recent than not, Reed. And, you know, this is a very new episode, and it's a new topic that I haven't really gotten into. So it's going to be fun to really learn a lot more about GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation. And I think it's really, interesting topic right now, especially with the digital workforce we're really entering in, and, all this data that is being collected and being able to make sure that it's not getting breached at any sort of time. So it's a really touchy topic and timely, if anything.
Yeah, it's been something that we've been really focused on over the last, 6 to 8 months, just preparing for GDPR, which, officially launched, last month. We continue, to review this and answer a lot of questions that are coming in, from our clients around this.
Yeah, definitely. And, today we're going to really delve into it, and hopefully you can give us some more insights into what's going on and what's really expected of it.
Yeah.
So first question, Reed, explain what the General Data Protection Regulation is.
Yeah, so this kind of is a high-level overview, but, GDPR is an updated data privacy regulation. It was really just passed to strengthen data privacy laws across the European Union and bring a greater degree of transparency to the data privacy and also the personal information, being stored across, various applications. And then it really empowers the EU citizens with the ability to access their data being held by organizations, and then also opt out if desired. And, talking about data, really to define that, personal data includes really any information related to a natural person or a data subject that can be used directly or indirectly to identify, that person. So this information can be very detailed. It could be, bank details, medical information. It could be your computer's IP address. But it also includes information that's, easily accessible, like an individual's name, a photo, an email address, or even a status that you might post, on a social network.
Yeah. And, those are all really key, aspects of data. And, we're, like I mentioned earlier, we're entering a real time where data is so crucial to either a business or, a personal life, and trying to be able to protect it and keep it out of hackers, anyone trying to get in touch of that is really, really important right now. Going into next question, Reed, how will the GDPR impact people?
Yeah, so the focus of the legislation is to give greater control to the individual to manage his or her data. The end result should empower the individual to understand who has their data, how's it being used, and provide ways by which they can request the data being held and or even have it deleted, from the application or database. We've already started to see, small sites, providing ways to simplify the data request and the deletion process, with several, large companies that the majority of the population are using these days, such as Google or Facebook. So it'll really be interesting to see how companies continue to adjust and how the regulations are enforced, and also what types of new companies or applications, may be created as a result to GDPR.
No, definitely. And, just trying to adapt and, follow the steps that, maybe some of the bigger companies are doing. And, this whole issue that we had with Facebook and the data that they were sharing, it's a lot of information that can end up in the wrong hands. So it's a lot of data that a lot of people don't realize is being shared. So trying to keep it safe is really significant right now.
Yeah.
Now, what can individuals do to prepare for this new regulation?
Yeah, for the most part, individuals really don't need to do anything. But we do recommend that they start to kind of carefully review privacy policy updates that they may be receiving. You know, a lot of applications, you know, companies are sending their updated privacy policies out.
Yep.
So, you know, the changes in GDPR are also emphasizing making these privacy policies a lot easier to read and understand. So they should be more readable. So, you know, I do recommend, you know, carefully reviewing them, even though they're, you know, still going to be pretty long and detailed. I actually, you know, there was an article a few weeks ago back in the Wall Street Journal that talked about, you know, privacy policy updates and, you know, how people should review them. This article is titled, you know, it's as a question, those privacy policies flooding your inbox. So you might want to check that out. Again, that's in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, no, that actually, I should definitely read up on that. Is like you mentioned, there's a lot of privacy policy updates that have been populating on almost any site that you go to, you know, most significantly like Facebook, Twitter, even like Instagram, YouTube, even a lot of, you know, video game stations like PlayStation, Xbox have been giving that out. And, you know, the bottom line is people just don't read these. They accept it. And, you know, that's what I think people should not be doing right now. And, you know, I'm one of those individuals that just won't find the time to read it. But I think it's something that we should definitely, you know, trend more towards. But, you know, it's something that just people don't find the time to do right now. But
yeah,
got to. What effect does the GDPR have globally?
Yes, I mean, that's a good question because, you know, we've been focused, you know, around the EU, but, you know, recent articles are pointing that, you know, other countries, you know, even such as Japan and Brazil are starting to consider similar legislation of their own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many companies, you know, they're taking more of a global response to GDPR as they're using this opportunity to provide similar protection to all of their users. So, you know, one example is Apple, right? So, you know, they started with the EU first, but they have plans on rolling out similar data requests initiatives throughout the rest of the world, you know, this year.
Yeah.
And others are following similar approaches to rolling out protections or options to users, while some may choose just to, you know, focus solely on those in the EU. And what's also interesting are the organizations that are just, you know, they're just not prepared yet, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some companies that actually have blocked EU users from their application, you know, starting last month because they're working on getting, you know, processes in place, things in line, because they simply just need more time to prepare for this.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's really interesting. And it's pretty strange how it's still, you know, not a global project yet, or really understanding, you know, I know the EU is really taking it in full stride, but I guess it's funny how certain sectors are developing it a little bit slower than others.
Yep.
Now, how exactly, Reed, is Thrive prepared for the GDPR?
Yeah, so, you know, we have a platform called, you know, Thrive TRM, and the TRM stands for Talent Relationship Management. So think of almost like a CRM for talent.
Mm-hmm.
So our customers, whether they be search firms, in-house, you know, recruiters at the enterprise, you know, they're storing information on candidates, right? You know, experience records, education, and notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really important for them, you know, to really take the first step and review the data that they currently have. And it's important that they confirm, you know, the legal basis for maintaining and accessing this information. You know, so we really focused on that piece first. And, you know, we came out with tools to really help our Thrive TRM admins manage their existing database.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, companies will likely want to remove, you know, certain records that are no longer relevant or permissible to maintain. So, you know, with this in mind, Thrive released a new, you know, bulk delete functionality. So it makes it really easy for Thrive admins to remove, you know, up to 100 records at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought is just to really start to increase their productivity around that. And again, it was really giving them the tools. You know, a software application is not going to make a firm, you know, compliant, right?
Yeah.
We can only help satisfy their GDPR compliance and give them, you know, workflows, you know, to help. So in addition, you know, to managing data, you know, we are also created this feature on every single candidate, you know, and or contact record in our database, that allows our users a way to track the legal basis, right, that they have to keep personal information.
Mm-hmm.
So under GDPR, organizations must claim a legitimate interest to maintain data on an individual,
mm-hmm.
or at least provide the individual with a way to consent to storing this information. So each contact in Thrive can now be tracked by the legal basis the organization is claiming. And then we have, you know, advanced search or quick filters to view those records, see where there might be some gaps, and then utilize some of the bulk delete functionality, you know, again, to be able to manage your database and clean up your database.
That's a really, really good sign going forward here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we see this as a pretty positive initiative because it's not just about, you know, legitimate interest and those types of workflows, but also it's also around security of the data. And so, you know, as a software as a service, you know, we need to make sure that all the data is encrypted at rest, encrypted at transit, and, you know, taking all the necessary steps every year to make sure our system is, you know, is secure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that kind of general awareness is good for across all software companies. So again, again, GDPR's, I think, biggest impact so far is that kind of general awareness around privacy and security.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's all the time we have for you today. Reed, thank you for coming on today. I hope you enjoyed it, and we definitely look forward to another episode with you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Until next time, I'm Andrew Mitchell, and this is Talent Talks.